Whenever you hear the old school rap, I just about guarantee you that, well, one of three things. It's either Marco Rubio, or it's Alex Andrade, or it's Davis is just taking a moment of personal privilege. And all are fine. All are perfectly acceptable. But it is Alex Andrade at this particular moment. State Representative District 2, southern half of Escambia County, plus Gulf Breeze, plus the beach. Alex, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew. And I always love the comparison to Marco Rubio. It's a fun one.
Well, he had a path, right? I mean, his path was starting in the state house. So, you know, you never know. And he was also young at one time. He's now my age. You're still young. So, I'm thinking about these things as I played airsoft all day yesterday and today. I'm like, I can barely move, but that's the way it goes. Hey, before we get to anything else, you got a bill up today, right?
Yeah, I have a bill up at 9:15 in the House Public Integrities and Ethics Committee related to campaign disclosures on text messages in campaigns. So just it addresses the technology advances that we've had in campaign messaging, and you know, just make sure everybody knows where campaign text messages are coming from.
So just like how on a sign or whatever, it's got to identify the campaign, it would have to do that on a text message as well. Simple, right?
Yeah, simple, okay. Although with text messages, obviously, the message is limited, so you can kind of link it with a URL or a hyperlink so that it doesn't take up, you know, half of your message.
Oh, well, see, I would say no to that because I don't ever click on links in texts, ever, just because of, you know, security concerns, and I don't know who these people are.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
So one of the questions I wanted to ask you, I know it's not in the House, but it is in the Senate. And if I'm honest, I'll tell you that the homeschool community is kind of losing their minds over this SB 86. And I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean, they're just very concerned about this SB 86, the Bright Futures Bill. You and I have talked about this before. It's gone through some revisions. The revisions are improvements, in my opinion. But this is a bill that currently has no House companion. And at this point in the process, is it likely to pick up a House companion, and is there any other way for it to pass, even if it goes through the whole Senate process?
Well, I mean, the policy can get amended on to any bill, but what I can tell you is that the chair of the Education Employment Committee, Chris Lefala, has said publicly that the House does not have a companion, and it's not something the House is currently working on. I believe it was well-intentioned. We're all trying to figure out a way to make sure that our technical colleges, state colleges, and universities are geared towards preparing students for actual jobs that are available in the market. But the method that was employed in, you know, SB 86 that you're talking about is probably not the right method, and it's not something the House is currently addressing or working on.
So I love the informational aspect, and you and I have talked about this before. I love the tell people what they can be likely be earning, tell people which careers lead to, which majors lead to careers, jobs, all of that. I love that kind of a concept. I think the problem here is the idea of people all of a sudden feel like they've been making plans for years on how to access Bright Futures dollars for their kids to go to college, and all of a sudden they felt like the rug got yanked out of them, or could be, and there was no certainty about anything anymore, and people are like, oh my God, you know, we've been planning for years. So, you know, and I know you're aware of those concerns as well, but that's why I wanted to check with you on where that one is at. We also had a bill. I think you've got a bill coming up on Wednesday, the alimony and child support bill again. Is that right? That you tried last year and got passed, but didn't get through what the House didn't get through the Senate last year, or didn't get signed by the governor. What happened last year?
Yeah, so there are two separate bills. I'm running one bill related to child support. You know, specifically just helping the Department of Revenue collect child support fees, you know, from individuals. It's a highly technical bill. It's really just an update, again, you know, acknowledging advances in technology and streamlining the process. I ran an alimony bill last year. I didn't personally have a bill slot for it this year. Someone else ran it, but they asked me to what's called prime co-sponsor it. Meaning I can present it along with them.
Oh,
just
because
alimony is it's a tough issue. There's a lot of different components. It's you know, heavily technical as well. So I've been asked to help present it on Wednesday this week. you know, the main gist of it is just the same way we've always had kind of this framework in the child support context, which essentially eliminated litigation over child support in Florida. It's the same type of approach now for alimony. It would reduce the cost of litigation between parties. Everybody would kind of know what to expect going through the process, and it would save families hundreds of thousands of dollars in the process. So it's a bill that's often maligned and misunderstood, but it's a bill that would absolutely help families.
We also have a bill, and I was watching some of the meeting that took place the other day. It was the Judiciary Committee had their meeting where they were talking about the guns in schools affiliated with churches, or the other way around, yeah. I suppose, the guns in churches affiliated with schools. That passed in the committee pretty well. It's gone through some revisions. Jerry Williamson's running the bill. People say really nice things about Jerry Williamson at the State House, which is kind of always nice to hear that your guy is popular. Is that bill going to get through the Senate? Because that had been the hiccup in the past, is the Senate is much more cautious, I would say, about Second Amendment protections. It's probably the most generous way to say it. Is that going to get through the Senate, though?
I think so. So the Senate companion to Rep. Williamson's bill is Senate Bill 498. It's actually passed through its first two committees. It only has one more committee stop to go. And it's sponsored by Joe Gruters, who is a very popular, well-liked senator. So I think it has a chance this year. It's important to note that after the Stoneman Douglas bill in 2018, in session in 2018, that bill essentially said that you can't have guns in schools, but because of the way it was drafted, any church with like a child care program on weekdays was suddenly barred from having any type of volunteer security team provide security at church events. And this is really just a technical fix to allow churches to make their own decisions about how they want to, you know, defend their congregants. So it's a bill that makes sense. It's very limited in scope, and I think it's got a good chance of passing this year.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all have our views about whether guns should be in schools when kids are around, but the intent to protect kids from having guns around them in the school then gets applied against religious institutions that happen to use properties in a school or near a school, even when the kids aren't there or couldn't be there because it's some weekend thing, and that starts to be ridiculous, and that's an overreach or an overbrush. We're about halfway through session. Something I sometimes like to ask around this point is we see a lot of bills get filed and people get all up in arms over these bills and then they never go anywhere, and so there's a lot of consternation over things that aren't going to happen. At the other end of the spectrum, things that maybe people aren't paying attention to that probably will go through and maybe are important in ways they don't understand. Is there anything like that on your radar right now that maybe hasn't gotten much attention? Maybe I've failed to notice or ask you about it, but is one that you think people ought to be paying attention to?
Oh, man. There's plenty. I mean, we're doing a lot this year as kind of a counterbalance to our new president in the White House. You know, Florida is a very large purple-ish state, but very conservative governed state, is really kind of positioned to be the counterbalance to things going on in D.C. So there's any number of bills related to, like, data privacy, social media, what's going on in state universities in Florida. I mean, we're doing a lot right now related to a lot of different policy. And I think over the next few years, you're really going to see Florida become more and more of the counterbalance to the federal government in that context. So
those are a lot of those ones. A lot of those ones you mentioned are DeSantis initiatives, right? I mean, those are things like the citizenship test, which I love that idea, and the push against social media companies. I'm perfectly fine with that, and privacy stuff. So a lot of those are kind of ones that the governor's office is shepherding, right?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them are. The Florida House has a proposal right now in House Bill 5 to kind of highlight what makes America so special. It's a civics engagement type bill, but it also has a component that will feature stories of individuals who've come to the United States and made America their home. These are just incredible bills to try and address what we've seen in the past about students coming out of school thinking that America is the worst country in the world, and you know, there's been kind of this new push to say socialism and communism might be a good idea. And we have enough examples from history to show us that that's not the case. And so what we're realizing is that this really isn't being taught in an appropriate way in schools. So just making sure that students understand what makes America so special, even with the dark points in our past. You know, it's not like we haven't seen things like internment camps like Korematsu in World War II, when we interned Japanese Americans, or Jim Crow or slavery. But all of those ills that America's faced, we've been able to overcome by virtue of the fact that we have such a beautiful system, constitution, a federalist system that, you know, gives 50 different states these kind of laboratories of experimentation. So, you know, teaching that stuff in schools, I think, is a great idea. And,
yeah, the headline.
I wish more people were paying attention to it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think some of the headline on that was like the critical race theory comments by DeSantis, but that's just like one line. There's so much in that bill, and so much that is really, really almost uncontroversial and so good, so pro-America, which is what I love about it. Well, Alex Andrade, he is our state representative for District 2. That's the southern half of Escambia County, Gulf Breeze, and Pensacola Beach. Alex, good luck today with your bill, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day.